Hey everybody, welcome to the All Things Fishing Podcast, a podcast where each week I talk about just that. This is All Things Fishing. Hey everybody, I'm excited to be recording the 25th episode of the All Things Fishing Podcast this week, and this week's episode is what should you have in your tackle box for saltwater fishing? So, I know I've done an episode kind of like this before. I do think, though, that there are some important variations that can save you space. Like, things that you would need, that you absolutely need in saltwater, but you don't need in freshwater. Or things that you need in freshwater that are completely useless in saltwater. So, just like in freshwater, just like for most types of fishing, the thing you should always have in your tackle box is lures. I probably don't need to explain this again. Lures are just a great backup if you sometimes forget your bait. Just something you can always keep in your tackle box that it'll take a long time to lose or to get destroyed. So, other than lures, the things you're going to need is pliers, hooks, swivels, sinkers, extra line, and wire leaders if you're going for sharks and bluefish. And about 32 lures. I'll have an exact list of the lures I have at the end of the lures I have in my saltwater fishing box at the end of the episode. So pliers. The reason you want those in your tackle box. You want them in freshwater for freshwater fishing too. But pliers, you can cut wire leaders if you're making wire leaders. You can cut some light wire hooks, although you probably won't be using those for saltwater fishing. You can take hooks out of fish's mouths. So obviously you need hooks. Obviously you need swivels. Obviously you need sinkers. Sinkers are a more necessary thing for saltwater fishing, especially if you are surf fishing, because you want to get the bait. You want to get the bait up to 50 yards out into the surf. So a little split shot sinker is not going to help you much. So you're gonna want sinkers up to 3 or 4 ounces, maybe even more. So extra line, if you're not going for sharks or bluefish, if you don't have a chance of catching those two fish, or really any fish that has teeth, then extra line is a very good thing to have. Frankly, even if you are going for those fish, even if you are going for fish with teeth, then extra line is a great thing to have. Because if you hook onto a big fish and it completely spools you, then you have no line, and if you don't have an extra rod, you might have to stop fishing for the day. But if you have extra line, then you can keep fishing. You can re-spool and you can keep fishing. So obviously, like I said, wire leaders if you're going for sharks and bluefish. So that's it for the list of things that you need. And here's a list of things that aren't 100% necessary, but are probably just going to help you. So number one on this list is gloves. Gloves are just going to be good for cutting bait, good for unhooking fish, stuff like that. And then an extra reel you're going to want if your main reel breaks, if something breaks on it, if the spool cracks, something like that. So an extra reel is just a really good thing to have. Also, a pretty necessary thing is a fillet knife. A fillet knife is what you're mostly going to be using to cut bait. If you're catching stripers and you're planning on keeping them, you might want to fillet them while you are still, you might want to fillet them before you leave. So just a fillet knife is a great thing to have. Also, a stringer is a very good thing to have, especially if you're surf fishing and you're catching a lot of fish. Some of which you're planning to keep. You don't want to have to wait all the way back to the beach, especially if you're pretty far out in the surf. Then you don't want to have to go all the way back to the beach and put your fish in a cooler that you might not even have. So if you don't have a cooler, then it's just going to keep the fish a lot more fresh, just floating in the water behind you than it would just laying them on the sand. So next is a scale. A scale is going to be pretty helpful, especially if you're planning to release the fish. A scale is going to be very nice, just to help you document, like record or document the size of fish. Like, especially if it's a big fish, you want to figure out, if it's your personal best. So, next up is matches. So, matches are a great thing to have for any type of fishing, saltwater or freshwater, because if you want to start a fire, maybe you want to cook the fish on the beach, then if you don't have a lighter, then you can light a fire with matches. Next up is a couple of carabiners. So carabiners are a great thing to hook onto the outside of your tackle box, clip to the outside of your tackle bag, or inside either one of those, because you never know when you can need a couple of carabiners. They're very useful. Last on this list is an emergency poncho. I have an emergency poncho in my tackle bag right now. I haven't gotten a chance to use it yet. I'm sure, though, when I do need to use it, I'll be glad I have it. So, that's the end of the things you have in your tackle box or bag for saltwater fishing. And, like I said, here's an exact list of the lures I have in my saltwater box. So, I have 2 spoons, 2 spinner baits, 9 jigs, 2 pencil baits, 1 buzz bait, 1 popper. I actually do need to get some more poppers because I only have 1 popper and it's a pretty small one. And especially if you're surf fishing, if you're not bait fishing, poppers are going to be one of the artificial baits you're going to be using most. I also have 3 crankbaits, 5 big poppers is what I need to get, and then 5 joint and swim baits I also need to get. So that's the end of the episode for today. Next week's episode is going to be what you should have in your tackle box for freshwater fishing specifically, and I'll see you then.